first argument, United States versus Love. Ms. Kester.
Good morning. Thank you. May it please the court, I will try to make this brief. I know it's been a long morning. What I'd like to do is focus my remarks this morning on the second claim that I briefed regarding the characterization of defense counsel by the prosecutor.
Of lawyer's tricks,
yes, Your Honor. Clearly, defense counsel in this case had a crucial task before him, and that was to impeach the government's witness, David Johnson. David Johnson was the only person and the only witness and the only evidence who could account for Mr. Love's presence at the scene of the drug transaction at the McDonald's parking lot. Mr. Johnson was charged with conspiracy to possess drugs, possession of drugs, and several weapons counts. And we know he was there. We know he had a weapon. We know the weapon had an obliterated serial number. What we didn't know was why he was there and his purpose for being there and his purpose for having that weapon. Mr. Johnson obviously was going to supply that information in testifying as he did as to Mr. Love's participation in this conspiracy. Thus, it was crucial to impeach him. And one of the one way that the defense counsel endeavored to do this in cross-examination was to take him back to his detention hearing and to ask him to recall his suborning of perjury by his common law wife. Evidently at this hearing where the court was to determine whether Mr. Johnson was to be released on bond or what that bond would be, his common law wife testified to employment.
Where did all this occur,
Your Honor?
Where was the trial?
The trial was here in this courthouse, Your Honor.
We don't have any common law marriages in Illinois.
Well, the record seems to indicate she was a common law wife.
That's an characterization. She can't be. You don't have a common law wife. So you now and now, I don't know what you're talking about anyway. We're not all together.
I don't know if she was a wife or a girlfriend. She was the mother of his children, I believe, Your Honor. And that was the characterization of her at this hearing. But in any event, evidently she testified falsely for Mr. Johnson, and defense counsel was endeavoring to bring this out in his cross-examination. And he clearly had a recalcitrant witness on his hands. He asked Mr. Johnson to recall the hearing, which Mr. Johnson did, and then he asked him whether he recalled having witnesses who testified for him on his behalf at that hearing, and Mr. Johnson said, "I don't know what you're talking about." And then defense counsel asked him if he recalled Ms. Boyd's testimony regarding his employment history. And again, the witness becomes very recalcitrant and says, "I don't recall it." He persists in that. What defense counsel ultimately does is read to him from the detention hearing transcript the questions and the answers that were given by Ms. Boyd. There's no trickery in that. That's not a trick. That's an attorney grappling with a difficult witness and a crucial witness, and a witness he clearly has to impeach because his testimony is the only thing connecting Mr. Love to the drugs, to the conspiracy, to the weapons charge in relation to the drug conspiracy, and those are the major charges against the defendant in this case. In characterizing this as a trick by counsel,
I recall correctly the judge sustaining objection, in the prosecutor through the question, the statement.
That's correct. But I would submit that wasn't sufficient. That doesn't go far enough to cure the injection of a taint.
You think the use of the word trickery is sufficient for reversal?
I think coming as it did in rebuttal argument right before deliberations at the end of the case.
The argument is a false in one, false in all, which used to be one weird instruction we gave way back, was if you tell one lie, you're probably going to tell other lies, and you should disqualify. We got rid of that in Illinois soon. 40 years ago, but so the characterization of his trick is not quite correct. It's just a misstatement of the law to say he lied about that, but you can use it all the time, anytime you want. It's it's not a matter of law, it's a matter of fact. You gotta be nervous about people who lie.
Well, I think that the misstep in this case...
It's what it's calling a trickery.
Yes, and...
And then you recognize that, the judge did.
Yes.
The question is whether or not the jury was so heated by that they can't be trusted.
Well, I think what it does clearly is to shift the focus away from the evidence, which is what they're there to consider and to examine, and to put the focus or deflect the focus onto defense counsel. And it's aggravated, I would submit, by the fact that, in our culture, it's endemic, I think, that there's a distrust, an inherent distrust of attorneys.
Well, it extends to both sides. I mean, there's an inherent distrust in the prosecution as well. Unless my paper reading has been moved up in the last few years. Most of the attention is focused on bad prosecution, not bad defense of tricky defense lawyers. Bad defense lawyers, not tricky ones.
Well, I would submit, Your Honor, I'm generalizing here, and I apologize for that, but I think that the concern more generally on the part of the public is that there are guilty defendants and they're going to get off because of the tricks that the defense counsel is
making. So sneaky lawyers find out a law that gets them off.
Yes, and I think that played into this. I think it's more than just a pejorative term, and I think in light of the tenuous nature of the evidence against Mr. Love, and as the court recalls, the jury did acquit him on the drug possession charge itself, so they must have had some question among them.
Of course, they were not knocked out by the use of the word trickery, otherwise they'd have nailed them on both of them.
Or the other interpretation may be that they were on the fence, and they were on the fence with respect to Mr. Johnson.
I like my explanation better.
Was Garrett arrested and prosecuted?
Pardon me?
Was Garrett arrested and prosecuted?
Was who arrested and prosecuted?
Garrett.
The common law girlfriend?
No, wasn't Garrett the passenger in his car?
Oh, the passenger. Your Honor, I believe not.
An accomplice. But was
yes.
he?
I believe not, no. And I can't
an accomplice or that he wasn't
arrested? He was not prosecuted. He was present in the car. And I don't know that there was evidence to support or suggest that he was doing anything other than being present at the scene of a crime.
Really, I thought he was looking around, and I thought you described that in your statement of fact.
I believe not. So you're correct in that there was testimony.
Yeah, when Love drove into the lot, he proceeded slowly with the passenger Garrett watching Johnson's car and looking around the lot. So it seems as if he didn't testify or anything.
He did not, and I can't address the status of Mr. Garrett in this case.
I don't have your rebuttal time.
Pardon me?
I don't have your rebuttal time.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Sister. Mr. Chang?
May it please the court?
I'm a trial lawyer.
I was one of the trial lawyers, Your Honor.
Were you the trial lawyer in the argument?
I was not the trial lawyer at the rebuttal argument.
But I was afraid you were going to trick me, but go ahead.
That would be a lawyer's trick, Your Honor.
Yeah.
The context of the comment and rebuttal argument, I think, is important.
I don't agree that it was an unfortunate remark.
I am willing to agree that I probably would not have said it.
It shouldn't have been said. As a matter of law, it should not be said.
Well, Your Honor,
to accuse your opponent of being a tricker.
Well, that's not what
the lawyer's trick is what he said.
Well, what she said was that she wanted to point out a lawyer's trick, but that she was not characterizing his character as being tricky.
Oh, no.
No, I don't believe so, Your Honor. The context, I think, makes
sense. All right, now it comes out. That's a lawyer's trick, but I'm not accusing him of being tricky. But she's using the lawyer's trick. Come on.
I think it's a shorthand way of saying a lawyer's technique or method.
It's a bad choice, I'm afraid.
It's not the choice of word that I...
It is perfectly proper for a lawyer to point out that a witness has lied on a prior occasion. That's one of the ways you impeach him.
I agree with that, Your Honor. However, what the defense counsel did in this case was his cross-examination of the cooperating witness was to take a transcript and read,
well, wasn't your
the mother of your children asked the following question and didn't she give the following answer at a detention hearing that occurred some 15 months ago?
Back off the phone, go ahead.
And he honestly testified that he could not remember because he was, the defense counsel was asking specific verbatim questions and answers.
How do you know he honestly said he couldn't remember?
Well,
how do you know he said he couldn't remember?
Well, I think it makes sense.
What I'm getting at is it's not a trick to say he said he didn't remember the people crucial.
Well, the trick here, the improper cross-examination technique, which has some superficial appeal, that is, the defense counsel was able to elicit a series of I don't recall. And the answers were to questions that were specifically designed to get I don't recall.
Well, that's what you can find on the jury. The questions were asked with benefits on the head, not say the lawyers, correct?
Certainly, as my colleague explained right after she withdrew the comment, she explained exactly what she meant by a lawyer's trick. This is superficial appeal to this cross-examination.
Well, she thought better of it instead of the court.
In any event, Your Honor, I don't think that this remark, which was drew an objection, that there was a sustaining of the objection, a withdrawal of the comment, so prejudiced the defendant that he was deprived of a...
Here's your best argument.
There was strong evidence of guilt. Not only was there Mr. Johnson's testimony, but there was the defendant's own flight from the scene. He tried everything he could, including crashing into FBI agents' cars to get out of that parking lot because he knew that he was at a drug deal. He was carrying a loaded hammerback gun. He had himself a pager, three cell phones, and other people's names, and it was, in light of the strong evidence of guilt, I don't think that the defendant's due process rights were violated. If there are no further questions, I'll just conclude by asking this court to affirm the defendant's conviction.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chang. Ms. Kester, how much time does she have? 2 minutes?
Sure as I might, I don't know what was wrong with the defense attorney's use of that transcript, other than not showing it to the witness first. And clearly, if that's a mistake under Rule 803, the government could have objected on the spot to that, improper use of the transcript, improper refreshing of the witness. You hear that objection interposed all the time at trial. It was not interposed here. Had there been an objection, it should have been made at that juncture in the proceedings, not at the end of the case, in rebuttal argument, where defense counsel had no ability, no capacity at that point to address it, to rebut it, to explain it.
Are you saying it would have been improper for the lawyer to say for the first time in closing argument that it had been an improper use of a transcript?
That might have been okay, and I might not quarrel with that if it had been phrased that way.
Right. So it's just the use of the term lawyer's trick, if that's the thought?
Yes.
What if a lawyer uses a lawyer's trick? Can't the other lawyer point that out? That's just a lawyer's trick.
I think you need to object to it.
Ask him what a lawyer's trick is.
But I think to do that in front of the jury is improper, and I think that's the case.
Do you have any case that, in point that will uphold your argument? That language, trick, a lawyer's trick. Answer no.
No, not on those facts. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And Ms. Kister, you were appointed, were you not?
Yes,
so we thank you for your vigorous efforts on behalf of your clients.